Welcome to this Friday edition of Money Life with Chuck Bentley. Chuck is the CEO of Crown Financial Ministries. Chuck, today we'll be talking with Tim Vorland. Tim is an ultra marathon runner. Now, I am not a marathon runner. In fact, I've never heard of the term ultra marathon until today.
Well, contrary to you, Dave, I actually have run a marathon and know what an ultra marathon is. It's actually a race, technically, I think, 30 miles or more, but most of the time they're 50 to 100 miles. Some of them take 24 hours to run, and people are crazy, but they're able to do it, and Tim is one of those who does it very, very well.
Well, you know, Tim's story isn't about running. Behind his running, there's a why that propels him to run.
Well, and I think the why is the reason he's our guest today, because in a moment you're going to meet Tim, and his story is just very inspiring on so many levels. First, Tim is an ordinary guy. So if you're listening today and you're an ordinary man or woman, then you're going to be able to relate to Tim's story. And second, Tim is using what God gave him, what God built him to do, and that's running. And then third, Tim's doing something that not only brings himself great satisfaction, but he's actually helping others in the process. And that's one of the reasons that this story is so inspiring. It's not about Tim. And then fourth, Tim was willing to take a risk and trust that if he actually did what God made him to do, that God would take care of all the details. He stepped out by faith and knew that if he followed hard after God, that God would show him a way to take care of his family. Now, some of you may be listening today and you're thinking, I'm not even the least bit interested in running. I can't even run. I've never even run a mile. Well, today's program is not about running. It's about being inspired to follow that dream in your own heart. You're going to hear the story of another person who is just an ordinary person who found that God had gifted him to do something, and then they found a way to pursue their life purpose with that one simple gift. So ask yourself as you're listening today, am I using the gifts that God has given me to fulfill the purpose that God put me here on earth for? You know, our co-founder, Larry Burkett, used to always say that God made each of us as unique as a snowflake. And the greatest tragedy would be to live our life fulfilling someone else's purpose instead of the one that God made you to fulfill. So I think you're going to find today's program very inspiring. Listen through that lens of what is God speaking to you about.
Well, thanks, Chuck. Now, if you have to step away from the program, you can always hear it again at crown.org. We'll introduce you to Tim Vorland when we return. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries, and we'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Well, welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I am so delighted to welcome our special guest, Tim Vorland. Welcome to Money Life.
Hi, Chuck. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, it is a privilege, Tim. I feel like I've already gotten to know you and have been inspired by your story, because truly you're one who has lived out the fact that one person can make a difference when they really pursue what God wants you to do in life. So, Tim, tell us a little bit about your family and about your background, and then we'll share with the audience just what remarkable things God's done in your life.
Well, I feel like I've been on the Autobahn. Elena got married 5 years ago, and we just actually had our third child, Maddie. So we've got two girls and a boy, and we're officially still three under the age of four. Michelle's running crazy at home. My beautiful wife, Michelle, and our three kids. Kylie is almost four, Colton is two, and Maddie is just about 6 weeks old.
So, Tim, when did you discover that you had a unique gift of running?
I'd say it was probably really hit me in about 2005 when I went through a series of kind of self-limit tests, I guess. I was really actually trying to beat myself to the point where I couldn't run anymore. And I even to a point where I dropped on my knees and I said, Lord, if you want me to be doing something else, then don't let me succeed in this race. And then I finished third overall. So I took that as between that and some other things is God really was had me running and was calling me to continue to do this.
Well, Tim, you, like many people, just decided to put on a pair of shoes one day to get in shape. Tell us a little bit about how that happened.
Sure. Well, high school, I was a moderate athlete. I mean, I did some swimming, some tennis, a little bit of soccer. I wasn't a varsity, you know, big-time star on any team. I just was just kind of enjoyed it on the side and got out of high school and started working in restaurants. And when you're out of high school and you're independent and you're trying to pay the bills and the restaurant offers you free food, you find that you're eating three meals a day.
You lost that tight waistline
real
quick,
right? I sure did.
Right?
I sure did. Yeah. No matter how young you are, you can't eat burgers and fries and all that stuff every day, all day. So probably a year into it, I just realized one day I had really gained a lot of weight and wanted to see myself get healthy again. So it was a pair of shoes and, you know, just trying to get through 3 miles, and, you know, cramp and stitch and huffing and puffing, and is where it all started, and a little bit of swimming. But it caught up to me. And at one point, you know, as I got past the hurt phase, it started to get to be a lot more fun and enjoyable.
And then so you realized in 2005 that God had really gifted you to be able to run a long way for a long time. And that led you to do something very, very unique. Tell us what God led you to do with that gift.
Well, you know, in that process, I found myself, you know, with kids and my wife and full-time job, that spending hours a day, sometimes up to 3 hours a day running, was a lot of time to be spending, and for what? You know, and I felt convicted that I shouldn't be doing this for another medal or another high place finish or, you know, another big race, that really I should be doing this with a kingdom focus, that it should be an outward focus and not an inward focus. So just through prayer and meditation while I was running and really ultimately coming to my knees and saying, Lord, I give it all. I sacrifice it all to you. I know that apart from you, I can do nothing. And if this is left up to me, I'm going to mess it up. So I want you really to take my running. It's a sacrifice as though I was putting it in the offering plate. Lord, here's my running. It's yours. And so through that process, God really transformed my heart and my mind. And he introduced me to a gentleman whose daughter was dying from a rare fatal genetic disease called ataxia telangiectasia. And I really sensed that God kept me running because there was something more for me. That in my prayers, God didn't take away my running. He actually advanced it. And so through meeting the Achilles family, I was really inspired by Catherine, their daughter, who's 16 at the time. And then as I joined her father, Jim, over in Orlando at a big event, I got to meet some other families and hear from the president of the organization and hear their cry for help and their need for a larger national platform to raise awareness and funding for AT. So really it was through that process that God touched my heart and said, these are some people I want you to help, and you can do it with your running.
And so how did you do it with your running?
Well, it took a while for me to believe that God was calling me to what he was calling me to, because I know oftentimes in life we find that we're not worthy or not capable of doing those things. And we believe that if we can't grasp it and understand it, then it must not be from God. But I think we forget oftentimes that we're not the all-knowing ones, that God is all-knowing, and that he, you know, if we're able to give it to him, that he'll do far more than we can ever ask or imagine. So when I felt God was calling me to run it, you know, 63 marathons in 63 days in 63 different communities across the country to raise awareness for AT, I just stepped up to it and I said, okay, Lord, you're calling me to do this, and I will. It's a big, big leap of faith. But you've proven in your word and through your disciples and the heroes of the Bible that it's impossible to please God without faith.
So, Tim, you ran 63 marathons in 63 days, which is, what, 1,600 miles?
Yeah.
Exactly how many?
1,652.8.
Right. Every step of it you ran.
Yep.
And God protected you from getting any injury. Is that right?
Amen. He did. I mean, not a blister, not a missing toenail. The only injury I sustained actually was playing Frisbee at a truck stop in Arizona. I tripped over a rock and grated my heel. But that was it.
And Tim, when you completed that, which that is online, and our listeners can look it up on YouTube, Google you, and see just what a remarkable accomplishment it was. But you were really doing it for the benefit of others. Mm. What did it do for the organization?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, again, you know, sometimes you think, well, it's the running, and then you think, well, it's the fundraising, and then it takes a while, but about day 20 or 30, we all started to realize it wasn't about the running. It wasn't even about the fundraising. It was actually about the community and about the families within the AT Children's Project that were inspired and were given hope and encouragement that people do care and that things are being done for AT and that, you know, now more people than ever have heard about AT. So what we did, statistically, what we did was about 80 million media impressions throughout the tour, through some, you know, large venues like NPR Radio and Good Morning America and Runner's World.
USA Today.
USA
I mean, it
Today.
Just goes, there's
goes
five pages of Google about you, Tim.
There are quite a few. And then the next measurable outcome was the funds raised, which at the end of the year was about $1.5 million.
Yeah.
Which again was so exciting for us. But beyond that, the immeasurable was actually probably the most powerful, and that's the lives changed and the families and the community that was created. You know, I actually got a phone call from the president himself of the organization about day 20, and even he said, Tim, forget it. Forget the money. Forget the media. I mean, that stuff's great, but the stories we're getting from the families now and the excitement, the new buzz that's being created far surpasses, you know, the value.
If you're listening to Money Life, I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and our guest today is Tim Borland. Tim is an ultra-marathon runner who has turned his personal passion into a way to help other people and is truly an example of fulfilling God's purposes for your life. And Tim, along the way, you had to have made some significant financial decisions to trust the Lord to be able to do this, and there had to be some fear involved with that decision. Tell us what you and your wife did to actually make this a reality.
Sure. Well, you know, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is when Michelle and I first got married, you know, we kind of said, hey, what is it that we're passionate about? What's the vision we think God has for our life? It's no mistake that we got married, and God clearly wants to do more with us together than apart. And with that, we said, you know what, we nailed down on, we want to help children who are in need. Like, that's just the center focus of our heart. And so I think that really helped us in the beginning, because then from that we can make decisions, right, based on our core purpose, our core passions. So with that, you know, when this opportunity came about, it was clear that we were going to be able to do just that. So it made sense to move forward, but clearly at a cost. And, you know, I think with having our discussion when we first got married, we also were encouraged by a friend to come up with a theme verse. And we decided kind of our life's theme verse would be Romans 12, 1 and 2, which is so commonly known. And the part that really we focus on is, you know, well, offering your bodies as a sacrifice, which, you know, it's kind of, here I am, Lord, all that I have, all that I am is yours. And then not being conformed to the patterns of this world, but being transformed and being set apart so that you can test and approve what the will of God is. And so in the process, you know, Michelle and I really felt that we needed to pull ourselves away from the things that we felt the world was tying us down in, and we wanted to make ourselves separate and apart and available for the Lord to work in and through us. And so with that, when this opportunity came up, we felt this was one of those where it was, okay, we're in an apartment, we've got some things. If we're going to go on the road for 2 months, we're you know, encouraged and through prayer decided we're going to put all of our stuff in storage. We're going to get out of our lease, which we were able to do. We were up for just month to month, so we got out of our lease. We really did as much as we could to cut our financial expenses down to a bare minimum. Because without that, you know, rewind a couple of years, we were considering buying a house. And had we bought the house and gotten involved there financially when we weren't ready, clearly, I don't think we'd be sitting here talking today. So I think even just that decision to say, okay, Lord, if we don't have the means to do these things financially, we're not going to do them, because if we do, we're going to be entangled by the world and you're not going to be able to use us. Not because you don't want to, but because we've put ourselves in a position where we can't be used by you.
And so, Tim, you and Michelle decided you're going to make yourself fully available to be free from all financial encumbrances and to do this 63-day marathon. Did God provide for all your needs during those 63 days? Because you just stepped out there by faith, and you've got a couple of kids with you at the time, right?
We do, and I'll tell you, we went under fire for that one. But God was so good to us, and still, I mean, providing, but going out on that and bringing our kids and stepping out in faith the way we did. You know, God has met us at every point. And there's no regrets, and never felt once that God abandoned us, because we knew that by prayer, and Michelle and I just knew this is what God wanted us to do.
Well, for people who are listening today who are thinking, you know, God put a dream in my heart. God has stirred something, not maybe running or not maybe helping children, but some dream, some passion that they've always wanted to do. They think God is calling them to do it, but they're not sure what to do next. You've now done it, Tim. What advice would you give them?
You know, I think it really starts with really praying over what's those things, or what's the one thing that I'm passionate about and trying to discover, you know, what are the ways that I want to be able to make a difference. But I really think going back to the Word, reading through, understanding that God has met so many others, you know, by faith, by stepping out, by trusting that God really can do, you know, far more than you could ask or imagine, and that God, you know, wants to use you where you're at. We've all been given incredible gifts and talents, right? I mean, they're all different. They wide scale of things. And the uniqueness about each one of us is that God has that one thing for us, that one piece that He has that He wants to use. And if we can surrender it all, if we can sacrifice ourselves and really just lay it over. And I think really what I went through was just some time of daily praying over, Lord, what do you want me to do? How can I make a difference with this? I clearly don't know. It doesn't make sense. It's not a turnkey solution. I need you to show me, to reveal to me a vision that you have, a plan that you have, and how I can be a part of making a difference for your kingdom.
And what does the future look like for Tim and Michelle?
Well, we moved from California to Atlanta, Georgia, and we are now took on the position of executive director of Running Hope. And Running Hope is an organization that generate awareness and resources to support ministries who are doing things in the lives of orphans, both locally and around the world. And specifically, we're supporting Shohanna's Hope and partnered up with Stephen Curtis Chapman and them. So I'm working on that now and taking my passion to help people. And now I get to also engage others who want to run or walk and get involved to make a difference in the lives of orphans, do the same. So we've got a running team. But I have a passion for orphans, and God has just expanded the work that we're doing. And I definitely see, you know, another doing something similar to the Cure Tour, but doing something with a focus on orphans.
And so for people who want to keep in touch with Tim Borland and what God's going to do with your remarkable ability, how would they do that, Tim?
Well, runninghope.org is our website there, where we've got events and things coming up. And as new things start to surface with possibly the Orphan Run and doing a mega event there, we'll definitely keep people posted there. Shohannashope.org also is there, our partnering ministry. And so there's things, updates going on there as well as far as what's going on. And really that's going to be where we keep posting our upcoming events and things that we're doing.
Well, Tim, you're a great example of the truth that one person can make a difference. And I'm so taken by the fact that you have lived it out. You've made yourself a living sacrifice and asked God to take a gift as simple as being able to run and use it for His glory. And He's going to continue to use it. I know you've got a bright future. Tim, thanks for being with us on Money Life.
Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate it.
Great to have you. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Tired of struggling to pay your bills every month? Are you ready to get out of debt? Well, the way out isn't to make more money. It's to learn to manage what God has already given you. And we have something that'll help you do that. Crown Envelopes. Crown Envelopes from Crown Financial Ministries is one of the most advanced money management systems ever. Crown Envelopes will help you easily create a home budget online and connect it to your bank and credit card accounts. Then, Crown Envelopes will automatically track your spending, update your budget, and tell you exactly how much you have left in any budget category. Crown Envelopes gives you access to your financial information 24/7 from home, work, even your cell phone, so you can always know where you stand financially and make informed decisions. Take control of your finances today and sign up for Crown Envelopes at crown.org. With Crown Envelopes, you can become debt-free. Again, Crown Envelopes is available at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I hope you've been inspired by Tim Borland. You know, if you'll go on your website and Google his name, you will find about 5 pages of wonderful media information about Tim and the inspiring story of his life. In fact, a documentary movie is being made about the 63 marathons in 63 days, and I can't wait for it to come out. You know, there's some things about Tim's life that I found to be so personally inspiring. First of all, you know, Tim got his start in running just because he wanted to get in better shape. And he said it was not easy even to run the first mile, but he just went out and started to do it. Now, this is after college. This is after he's out of school. He wasn't a great athlete. He just tried to something that he'd never been very good at. And he found out that he actually had a gift. And that simple discovery led him to understand that God had uniquely made him for something totally different. But then there was another key moment, if you heard in his story, that he actually surrendered that gift to the Lord. And he said, "Lord, here, I sacrifice my body to you." According to Romans 12:1, my body is now a living sacrifice. And for you, that's a key point. Whatever gift God's given you, and he's given all of us some gift, sacrifice it to the Lord. Say, "Lord, this gift is yours. What do you want to do with it?" Surrender it completely to God and say, "You take it and use it." And that was the turning point, because all of a sudden Tim realized, "I'm not running to get personal medals. I'm not running to get personal glories. At the end of my life, I don't want to show my children a box of trophies and blue ribbons. What do you want to do with this gift, Lord?" And that's when he said, "My real purpose is to serve needy children. How can that mesh with what I want to accomplish in my life?" And God uniquely brought that together. Now, another important point, and for you to think about this one very, very carefully, is that it took a step of faith. He had to decide at some point to move out of the apartment, to put his possessions in storage, to go on the road, not sure how he would be provided for. And you know, the norm for most of us is to be too fearful to make that step right there. But he had to trust that if God was really in it, that God would be found faithful. And since he made that step of faith, you heard him say that there were 80 million media impressions from that one act of faith to bring attention to needy children in this country. But better than that, it set Tim and Michelle on their entire life course. Now, for the rest of his life, he knows exactly how God wants to use him. I hope you heard today a story that will inspire you to do the same thing. Don't die and go to the grave without taking that risk to live out the dream God's put in your heart.
Well, thanks, Chuck. Now, if you happen to miss a portion of today's broadcast, you can always hear it again by going to crown.org. Well, until next time, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.